Moncrief on News Talk.
Have you ever been wild camping? Today's guest has wild camped all over Ireland, having become fascinated with slow travel and the perspective that comes with exploring the world in such an old-fashioned way. Joining me to discuss it all and give us some tips is adventurer Derek Cullen. Hello, Derek.
How's it going?
What is wild camping for anyone that's unfamiliar?
Wild camping is essentially carrying everything on your back up into the mountains or into a wild place, nature somewhere, and spending the night. So sleeping in a tent with your own food, your own water, and then waking up the next morning in nature and going back home, all while leaving no trace behind you.
Okay, and what prompted this journey to start wild camping across Ireland and beyond?
Well, that's a long story. I'd never done anything like this before when I started. So we're going back around 15 years.
Okay.
And wasn't happy with the way my life was panning out and decided I needed a challenge. So I went to Africa and decided to spend a year going through Africa on a bicycle. And I had no choice but to sleep in a tent most nights. So that was my introduction to camping, was very much deep end.
You know? I was going to say, because wild camping in Africa, I would imagine, would bring challenges that you would not face here in Ireland.
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying most nights.
And yet you kept going back, I suppose, out of necessity, as you said, because you had to.
Well, I had no choice. I mean, when you come back to Ireland, you realise the only, let's say the animals, the only dangerous animals here are like sheep, right? Or goats, or, you know, so you don't have that. So I was desensitised by the time I came back here. And just really fell in love with connecting with the landscapes here and the local places in Ireland that I probably didn't pay any attention to before I went travelling.
So what would you say are the main benefits, or like what do you find wild camping offers you that a traditional camping experience wouldn't? Like what keeps you going back?
That's a loaded question. I think everyone goes out there and does this for different reasons. Some just want a bit of headspace. Some want to just go have fun, have an adventure, a bit of time to think. For me, to sum it up, walking somewhere is one experience. So walking, going on a hike for 3 or 4 hours, and it's great and you get a lot from that. But staying there overnight, that changes everything entirely. So you watch everyone else go home, you watch the light fade, you eat there, you fall asleep there, and you wake up in nature. And you know you've survived, right? Yeah. You're still alive and you feel alive out there. So it's a quick overnight. It's like a reset button almost if you just do it for the one night. But in general, that's what I love about it. It changes everything about the experience. You feel like you belong there. You're not just visiting the landscape.
Bar the obvious, I know that we've touched on, what have you found have been the biggest differences between wild camping in Africa to here? Or is there anything, again, as I said, obviously animals, landscape, stuff like that. But what else have you kind of noticed that's different?
This feels like home to me. That's the main difference. I feel like I really belong in the landscape here, but it felt foreign when I was abroad. I know that's a really obvious kind of overview. There was big, wide open spaces in Africa, so it was very scary in terms of your miles and miles from safety if you need to get there. Whereas in Ireland, you're never too far from that if you need it. You know, for anyone that wants to get into it, for example, if it's your first time going up into the mountain and you're not feeling it that night or the weather turns, you can just go back, right? And you can take baby steps and revisit the experience again. But that, it's probably safety would be the big difference.
Yeah. We have a text in here, someone saying, you know, wild camping, and they've done inverted commas on wild, simply camping in old money. But I suppose to argue against that texter, I suppose there's a tendency maybe to overcomplicate things, and we're seeing people go out with the camper vans and stuff like that, which is also great and a great way to travel and a great way to see the world. But I suppose this is just a different way, more back to basics, more back to nature and everything like that, more lo-fi in a way.
Yeah, I might be misinterpreting what they texted, but I actually agree with that. It's just camping, that's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, before we had campsites here, what did you do? You just went out and wild camped.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you mentioned safety. I suppose what other watch outs should people be thinking of when they're kind of considering maybe going out and camping anywhere or starting on this particular journey?
Yeah, if you're getting started, have an idea where you're going to camp that night. So maybe go up and scout it out before you know, go on a day hike in that area, pick out a spot where you know camping is perhaps permitted. Check the weather before you go. Let someone know where you're going. That for me would be a big one. So if you're going somewhere at a certain time, let a family member or a friend know that you're going up to such and such a place. Drop them a pin even with your location when you camp for the night. In terms of gear, you don't need the expensive gear, but you need reliable gear. And there are, you know, there is affordable gear that you can pick up, like your tent, sleeping bag, that kind of thing that you'll need for an overnight. So it is important to have the warm gear that you need, especially in Ireland where the weather can turn.
Yeah.
And it does get cold up there, you know, in the mountains especially, like surprisingly cold. Mm. So you need to make sure those basics you have nailed down. Another one would be offline maps. So you can get maps on your phone, but have an offline version so that you're not relying on connectivity signal, because you will lose it up there. But an offline map, you can see where you are all the time, and maybe a power bank for the phone as well.
Yeah. With wild camping, I suppose, going camping, we also have to be aware of where we're camping and keep that in mind. We can't necessarily just camp anywhere per se. Is there something that we have to watch out for legally there, or...
Do you know the answer to that question?
Do I know the answer? No, hence why I'm asking you.
Right. It's a bit of a grey area. There's no criminal blanket ban for wild camping in Ireland. Mm. There's also no law that permits us to camp wherever we want.
Okay.
Right. So it's not like saying Scotland, they have right to roam, or in Sweden, they have right to roam. It's called Amland Stratton, which essentially means people can camp anywhere in the country as long as they follow a code of ethics. As an example, one of the rules in that might be to leave no trace, or to not camp beside someone's home, or not to disturb other people. And it works incredibly well over there. So in Ireland, we don't have laws that permit it or any criminal laws against it. There are public lands and national parks, let's say Wicklow is closest to here, where it is actually permitted as long as you follow the code for wild camping. Mm. So especially for someone getting into it for the first time, I recommend that you go to these places.
Okay.
And I mentioned Wicklow, Glendalough is excluded under that, for example. So you're not to camp in Glendalough.
Okay, okay.
I don't want to be responsible for anyone
pitching
up next to the lake.
Completely, you know? Fair. It's amazing when you talk about the ethos of leave no trace, and it being, it's kind of something that needs to be in a code of ethics. You mentioned Scotland and other places there. Why isn't that just obvious to people? It's so, because we're seeing that more and more even outside of camping. Obviously this year with the weather being so nice and there being so many more people outside and enjoying the good weather, and just people having no regard for their surroundings. There's such a disconnect there. It's so disheartening to have it in. It should just be obvious. I just don't know why people don't do it.
It's probably, I'd imagine it's education.
Yeah.
But also got to do with connection. I think the type of people that want to go up into the mountains and wild camp, they're not the type to go up and have a party or to leave rubbish there in the first place. And if we were to, I mean, we spend millions every year encouraging people from all over the world to come to Ireland to see the landscapes. We should also be encouraging people here who live here to go out and connect with the landscape by wild camping or by hiking in these places. Because I think that does promote people to care more and value the environment more, because they understand it better. They've spent time out there. So I think that would come into education too. That's all I can think it is, right?
When you're looking at a place to pitch your tent then, what are some things you should be considering when you're kind of sizing up an area?
Stay away from people's homes. Stay out of the way. So if you're on a trail, let's say again, the Wicklow Way, for example, stay off the trail, maybe just out of sight, but not so far that you'll get lost going back to it. Near a water source helps, and then not too far from where you begin, so that you don't have to walk out a long distance the next morning. The offline maps, which I mentioned already, having the right gear, they would really be the basics.
Okay.
And I think there is a lot to wild camping without wanting to promote irresponsibility. There is, a lot of it is learn as you go. I mean, I never had any experience with this when I got into it. And I didn't, to be honest, I didn't read blogs. I didn't talk to people who'd done it. I just went out and did it. Now, I'm not saying people should do that, but everything I've learned has been on the go and from other people I met out there. So, you know, I think there is a lot to be said about getting started and picking up as much as you can as you go.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you made kind of starting out?
Not waterproofing my gear.
Yeah.
So there was a night up in Donegal where I'd walked all day in the rain, took off my backpack, all my gear was wet inside, and I had to spend the night out there. So I was pretty, had the emergency blanket out, and that wasn't good. I actually went home the next morning, and I didn't camp for another, I don't know, 6 months.
Yeah, look, no shame in that. No shame in that.
Well, there was, but yeah.
There was for you personally. Where do you like to go wild camping in Ireland there? Where should people be checking out, in your opinion? Where are your favourite places?
I'm going to get stick for saying places. Look, the Wicklow Mountains is my favourite. It's the closest to here. It's something you can do any night of the week, even on a school night, maybe even. I like Wild Neffin, so over in Mayo, Neffin Beg. That's beautiful. Really remote and wild in there. They would be my favourites. There's, okay. there's a lot of different spots I've camped around the country, but they would be the standouts. And actually, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Kerry on the Great Blasket Island.
Mm.
And they drop you over on the ferry. You have to bring all your own food and water, and they just leave you out there overnight. And all the visitors go back. So you're just on this island with the history and the wildlife and the waves. It's beautiful. Yeah.
We have had some texts in about, you know, managing without toilet facilities. I think that would be a big barrier for people getting out. You know, again, we're very used to it. I was about to say we're very used to our luxuries. Toilets are obviously not luxuries.
Yeah.
But I can imagine that's something that people are would be maybe reluctant to kind of give it a go because of that. What would you say to them?
About going to the toilet?
About just go about going no
I
matter
love
what.
This. giving advice on how to go to the toilet. Right, there is a lot of people won't have had to do that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? There are mental barriers where people are going, how could I even do that? Like, I would really struggle. But again, I would argue, I don't know, we're going to festivals.
Yeah.
Toilet facilities aren't always up to scratch there. You got to go, you got to go.
Well, like our friend that texted earlier about camping, while camping is just camping back in the day.
Mm.
Going to the toilet was just going to the toilet back in the day too, right? But look, I'll be practical.
Yeah.
When you go out camping, most people do bring like a shovel or a spade of some kind if you're going out for a longer period of time. That's one thing. But I think this just speaks to the point. I actually think it's a good point to have a conversation around because we're surrounded by convenience now, right, in life, in every way. And I think going out there for just for one night, even camping, and having to look after yourself, having to go to the toilet without facilities, having to cook your own food, having to sleep, having to carry all your own gear, there is value to that. I think it does start to teach us slowly that we can do things.
Yeah.
Right. And to not only to do things, but to look after ourselves and to have a bit more confidence in that type of thing and doing something new. So look, I get the point, but we all know that we're able to go to the toilet when needed, wherever we are.
I would hope so anyway. Yeah. What kind of food are you cooking when you're out and about wild camping?
Well, so this is the worst question to ask me because no matter how often I've tried, I'm useless at cooking.
Okay, so even being out in the wilderness hasn't kind of prompted you to up your skills, or you haven't found out yet?
It has. I just know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at, and that's one thing I'm not good at.
Yeah.
Mostly pasta.
Right.
Mostly something that I won't spoil. There is a lot of occasions I'll actually carry the food out with me. So I'll even take a takeaway with me sometimes and carry that up to the mountain and have that instead. And that way I won't get sick from my own mistakes.
Okay. I know you talked about dangerous sheep or potentially dangerous sheep and goats.
Yeah.
Any rats? Did you ever encounter them? Especially when you're talking about the food, that would give me the heebie-jeebies.
I've actually never seen a rat in Ireland while camping.
Okay,
seen
yeah.
them around the estate. You know,
right.
No, I've never seen that.
So there you go. If you want to get away from the rats, maybe go up the mountains.
Go up the mountains. I think the one biggest fear from years of doing this and people asking questions, people are mostly afraid of not the animals in Ireland, they're afraid of other people, right? And that's a real fear for a lot of people. One thing I'll say is when you go up to the mountain and you sleep overnight enough times, you'll realise there's no one up there, right? Nobody's up there looking for you. Nobody wants to be up there that time of night. So it's something that people do fear, but the chances of something happening or that fear being real, it's not really likely.
Yeah, so. But also be aware and practical and, you know.
Yeah, of course. And that comes down to having an idea where you're going. Maybe go with someone and then make sure you tell somebody where you're going and where you are while you're camping.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least you have that as peace of mind.
Derek, someone on text reckons you're cheating because you brought the takeaway while camping. That's all I will say.
We're all entitled to our opinions, yeah. I would respectfully say they're wrong. There you go.
Look, I'll see you up the mountains for curry chips at some stage.
That's it, yeah.
Derek
yeah.
Cullen, adventurer, thank you so much for joining us today. Much
thank
appreciated.
You. Appreciate it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.